I think they are shocking. We see from across Donegal that 707 people have participated in the job brevet scheme. And we have to remember that this is people that are being offered full-time work in companies, both private and public companies, for €50 extra for people in the public sector. And we know that there's been 230 job bridge places in the public sector. That's with the HSE, with Donegal County Council, with the Department of Education as primary and secondary school teachers, that they're offered €50 on top of their dole payments, which means that you could have a primary school teacher teaching in one of our schools at this point in time being paid €150 for their week's teaching, which I think is a disgrace. It's not the fault of the school, and indeed it's not the fault of the teacher, but it's a fault of the state, the government, that have put a curtailment on the number of places that are available in the public sector and are now forcing our young graduates to take up these positions for €50.
But are these people not better off participating in the job bridge scheme rather than sitting at home?
Of course, anybody is better off being able to use their skills, their knowledge, their expertise, their degree, their master's in some cases, to actually help benefit society, whether that's working in our hospitals, whether that's working in our classrooms, whether that's working in for our local authority. But the real question here is it right that we have in one classroom today somebody who is a 24-year-old, which is fully qualified as a primary school teacher or a secondary school teacher, working next to the next teacher in the next classroom who's paid over €600. And I think that is exploitation.